BBC Surrey with Nick Wallace.
Let's deal with our top story then. Plans to regenerate Farnham Town Centre are being pushed through, even though there have been almost 6,000 objections. The East Street regeneration includes new shops, a large cinema, new homes and a new town square. But people against it say it's wrong for the town. There'll be too many houses and some of it will be built on a floodplain. This week, though, Waverley Borough Council's decided to force landowners to sell up so they can bring in the bulldozers. Stephen Cochrane is a Farnham resident and councillor Adam Taylor-Smith is in charge of the project. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Nick.
First of all, Adam Taylor-Smith, give us some history, give us some context to what's going on at East Street.
Well, the council determined back in the mid-90s, working with townspeople, that the area of Farnham around the East Street Brightwells area was run down. It needed regenerating. And it's taken until now, 2012, to actually get to a point where we're really about to push the button on the scheme to really get it started. 2.5 years ago, a planning application went in and was approved unanimously by the Waverley councillors. And that's for a scheme which we think is going to be transformative in terms of the town. It's going to bring lots of benefits to the town. It's going to bring jobs, investment, and actually a real vitality to the town, which really moves the town on to another level.
Stephen Cochrane, what's wrong with it?
Well, I think the council is very good at a lot of marketing speak. We've said basically that the scheme is too big for the town. What I'd like to tackle with the councillor is some of the issues that are still facing.
This is your forum. Please feel free to do so.
I mean, for example, we know that the floodplain, the flood assessment has been done for it, but we also know they've only assess downstream flooding and not upstream flooding.
I must admit, Adam Taylor-Smith, when I looked at that, it did stick out. You're not recommended to build on a floodplain, and yet part of the development is just that.
That's simply not correct, Nick. And the flood assessment was done in detail at the time of the planning application.
Yes, but not completely.
And actually, you know, I mean, Stephen, you've lived in the town for many years. I mean, have you ever known that area to flood?
Yes, I have. I've seen ground flooding on the East Street site.
Well, that's simply not the history of the site that we recognise.
Have you seen the pictures from the 1960s when the whole of South Street and the East Street site was flooded?
Look, I don't want to get bogged down by these particular issues.
These are the issues that are going to affect the residents of Farnham.
Were addressed at the time when the planning application went in. Really, I think we need to look at the bigger picture here. I mean, I was interested. I was flicking through last night the Portis Review, which is a review of the high streets and how
this
we
is
keep...
Mary Portis, yeah, the Mary television Portis, presents here.
And how high streets can keep vital. And what really interested me, actually, was in the first page of her report, which she talks about new benchmarks and actually how people's expectations for what they expect for when they go into the high street, how they've changed. And I read from it. In terms of value, service, entertainment experience against which average high streets simply fail. And actually, one of the things that I think Stephen needs to bear in mind is actually how the town needs to move on.
But 6,000 people have said they don't want this development.
Let me just pick up on the councillor's point here. The fact is, this design in principle was made 10 years ago. We've moved on in 10 years.
The world has changed.
No. The design was originated from from 10 years ago.
It had been scaled down since 10 years ago.
Scaled down, but it is still too big for the town. And what the Farnham Town Councillors are asking for, they've asked Waverley to actually review the project because the world has moved on. Internet shopping has come into place. Do we need this massive level of retail in the town where there are already vacant shops? This is a 20% increase in the total retail floor space in the town. It's too much.
Isn't the thinking behind this, if you build it, they will come, the money will come, the jobs
absolutely
will come?
Put it this way, the councillor announced in the chamber that he named the eight companies that were in negotiation or interested in the town. I have got a letter in my pocket, an original letter from one of those companies. And it says that we've never been in contact with the council over the East Street site.
We're going down a cul-de-sac here.
We are not interested in the development because the traffic and the parking simply will not allow the development to be viable.
Can we just address the traffic and the parking? Because that is a massive issue.
Can I just address the point about retailers? 2 weeks ago, the scheme made a massive step forward where Marks & Spencer signed up.
Which is obviously great for the development.
But the residents were told they would get a department store and not a food store.
They've been wanting to get into the town for years, and they've not had the opportunity to do so because there's nothing suitable.
That's fine, but let's talk about the parking and the traffic, because everyone who's driven through Farnham knows that one-way system can be very, very problematic. The air quality there is famously very bad. How is this development going to help that situation?
Well,
it's not.
In my mind, the development actually is a start of actually looking at the wider problems in Farnham and actually produces money to actually start looking
Council,
at it.
Council, you've got it wrong again. There was you need to do the traffic survey Stephen,
you've got to allow me to
add
Adam Taylor
Smith.
Please.
Just finish this sentence.
There is, one of the urban myths that Stephen is peddling is actually the traffic has not been looked at. I can assure you there are traffic assessments which were done at the time of the planning application and again last year, which you could fit into a wheelbarrow if you wanted to move them away. And we've looked at the impact of the traffic. We've looked at the impact on parking. And actually one of the things that retailers in the town are telling us is actually they want to move some of the shift of the town off into that area. It's a very sad looking area of town, and what we're proposing I think is a very attractive scheme which will bring vitality.
Well, I know passion's running high and we are running out of time. I just want to say that this is obviously getting to the point where building work has to start or the planning permission will run out this year. Stephen Cochrane, are you going to do anything to fight this? Can you do anything to fight this from here on in?
Well, put it this way, every single person I've spoken to, including Farnham Town Council, is against this proposal. Every organisation, whether it's the Farnham,
we speak to different
Farnham
people.
Society, whether it's the church, the rector of Farnham, whether it is the residents' associations, which I have polled each
I've got to come back on that. The widest test of public opinion on this was back when the council wrote to 16,000 households in the Farnham
now,
area.
This is a seriously wrong point.
70% of those who came back with a view
and afterwards said that we were on the right.
Stephen, you've got to allow me to speak. Please.
Yes, but you're telling the wrong thing.
This raving at me is not going to get the issue.
You're trying to say that your survey, which had incorrect artist
households.
Impressions on it,
okay,
represents the town. 6,000 people objected
very
after the development.
And we've made that point as well.
Thank you. 16,000 households asked, 70% of people responding saying we were on the right lines.
No,
those figures are contested by the campaigners. I'm really, really sorry. We are going to have to leave it there. Gents, I'm very grateful to you for the conversation. We will be talking about the East Street development in considerable detail as this progresses. Thank you for the time being. Adam Taylor-Smith from Waverley Borough Council and Stephen Cochrane, a Farnham resident.